Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, Saturday morning, Krug Show. John Chapman in the house. We're co-streaming. Good to see Chapman. Good to see the Niners back for a big Sunday night football tilt. Possibly the game of the year. We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about it. Also, I need some help from the chat. There's an awful lot of football games on today. Help me bet one. Just one. College football, pro football. There's two pro games, a slew of college games. If you have a lock, an absolute lock you want to share with us, throw it in the chat. Let's go. Off and running, Saturday morning style. John Chapman in the house. We got the dual stream rolling, the Krug Show, of course. Brought to you by Pig in a Pickle. The best barbecue in all of Northern California is Pig in a Pickle. Check them out. They're in Emeryville. They're in Corte Madera. And hopefully, thanks to the Krug Show, soon to open in Petaluma in 2026. That's right. They're expanding at Pig in a Pickle. I mean, John, I get people sending me, you know, pictures of their kids yelling Pig in a Pickle. I mean, it truly is amazing, John. I mean, I think it's partly because of the name of the restaurant, but, you know, I mean, it's safe to say we've had more than a few people send us the, you know, Pig in a Pickle. I get the Pig in a Pickle mentions a ton in my video comments.
Oh, I get it in my show. If I reference something that you and I talked about on a previous stream, the chat lights up. Pig in a Pickle. So, like, A-plus branding, my friend.
Here's the latest.
Uh-oh.
This is a kid. This is a family who sent me this. This is their kid.
Can you say that one more time for Daddy?
A pig in a pickle.
That's what it's about, man.
That's when you know you have subjected your kids to too much Larry Krueger. Right there. He has reached the cutoff point. When the 4-year or the 3-year-old's first words, did he say mom? Did he say dad? No.
Pig in a pickle.
He said, get me the brisket. Get me the brisket chili. Those were his first words. All right. Well, we're off and running. Let's get into it. And of course, we're brought to you by Sleeper and Habits Law. We'll tell you more about them in a bit. Got a busy Saturday. It's a brief stream because we're only here till 10. I'm going to be over on the radio from 10 to 11. And the great Tom Thayer, the color analyst of the Bears, is going to stop by over with me on the radio in the 10 o'clock hour. But John and I are going to chop it up this hour on the Niners. Today is Brock Purdy's birthday.
26. He's 26. Young, man.
26 years of age. I mean, it's really amazing. And it's you know, that this guy's been so good so early. But you know what? I kind of want to start right there because I kind of feel like this is Brock's time. Now, some people would say, come on, Krug. He's a seventh round pick. It's never his time. It was never supposed to be his time. It's never going to be his time. And I get that if you want to be hyper negative and tie his draft results to him forever. The reality is Joe Montana won his first Super Bowl. He's 25. Mahomes won his first. He was 24. Russell Wilson won his first. He was 24. Roethlisberger, I think, might have been 23. You know, we think of all these great quarterbacks. I think of Joe as having won very, very early in his career. He came up and, you know, he was drafted in the 79 draft, I believe. And by 81, they're winning championships. So I always think of him as winning very early. And yet, you know, you look at, you know, Troy Aikman won. He was 26. The super prime of these NFL quarterbacks is between, you know, they get into the league, let's say 22, 23, then they have a year of experience or so, and then they're immediately in that what I would call the super prime, which is like year maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, something like that. It extends for quarterbacks longer than it does for other positions for obvious reasons. There's a lot less impactful hits and violence subjected to the quarterbacks typically. But Brock Purdy has been awesome. And right now, to me, if you said, what is the biggest surprise of this 2025 season? Because I was thinking about, what did I want to get into today with you, John? And I was like thinking to myself, you know, the biggest surprise of this season has been how Brock Purdy has come back from this turf toe. I mean, the turf toe was obviously a surprise. We didn't expect that. But we were told, he's not going to get better. He's going to be able to come back, but he's going to have to manage it, and it's going to be painful, and it's probably going to get worse, and it's one of those things that it needs extended rest, and he hasn't been afforded that extended rest, and blah, 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 blah. So I kind of thought, John, that he would come back. He might play kind of rusty for a game, then maybe he'd play well for a game or two, and then suddenly the effects of turf toe would start to sap him of his escapability and his – and he would have more pain and more issues. And I just didn't see that he would play, you know, at the level that we saw even in training camp where he looked spectacular. And John, he has come back and he looks better than ever. And he looks very much like the guy that we saw in training camp. So I'm shocked by that. And to me, that has changed that one simple little alteration, if you want to call it that, to, you know, what we were expecting to what we're seeing, to me, changes their whole outlook for the rest of the season. I thought it was before. It was like, make the playoffs and maybe you win a game. Now, why not them? Why couldn't they make a run? Heck, they're two home wins away from playing the entire playoffs and the Super Bowl at home. And Brock Purdy, to me, is the number one reason for any enthusiasm about the Niners winning the bowl this year. Give me your thoughts on what you expected Brock to be post-injury and what you've seen so far.
Well, we're not too far removed from, you got to stay with Mac Jones. There's no way you could change quarterbacks with the way Mac Jones is playing to Brock Purdy going 6-1 and, you know, throwing 5 touchdowns in one game. Really should have been 6. Just playing lights out. And you look at just what Brock did last year, which was a down year. He is about to eclipse that. He started 15 games last year and threw 20 touchdowns. He started 7, less than half. He's already thrown 17 touchdowns. He's moving. He's running. He's, you know, still being greedy Purdy where he doesn't always take the check down. You even heard Kyle Shanahan kind of making fun of him about a week ago for finally taking the check down to Kyle Juszczyk on just a short check down. But the way that he's playing, like, he is elevating the play of everybody. Ricky Pearsall, he's out, doesn't matter. George Kittle misses time, it hurts, but keep doing what you're doing. You're throwing touchdowns. There was one play against the Colts where your wide receiver core was DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, and Kendrick Bourne. And you didn't even have George Kittle out there, and you didn't have CMC out there, still threw a touchdown pass. Like, he is just operating so perfectly, this Kyle Shanahan scheme, getting through his progressions at an incredible rate and just making perfect throws. And so when you have quality quarterback play like this, you went through the whole super prime thing. And I think we left that for a little while because of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and what they were doing in their latter years. But I think you're right. This is the time. There's tape on Brock Purdy and people can pick up tendencies, but it's not like there's, you know, encyclopedias and 7-8 years of Shanahan and Purdy together where you can pick up all the tendencies. Brock's still surprising people. And there's times where you're out there and you're just like, damn, like, this guy, he's playing for blood. You can tell him, like, hey, we're playing safe. We're not turning the ball over. Then you see some of those first down throws, and it's just like, golly, he is trying to make a statement, and everybody around him is helping him out. And it's just this perfect symbiotic relationship between Shanahan and Purdy. The entire NFL does not want to play the 49ers in the playoffs. I can guarantee you that.
I agree. You know, and I've been saying that for a few weeks. At first, maybe it felt like maybe wishful thinking. Now I think it's absolutely reality. Who's cooking the way the Niners are cooking? They haven't punted in 2 weeks. You know, Brock Purdy's completion percentage in the games that he's come back, this is what it's looked like: 73% against Arizona, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Next week against Carolina, 72%, 1 touchdown, 3 picks. That was the game where he threw 3 interceptions and they still won. Then he goes to Cleveland on a 25-mile-an-hour wind, wintry mix, and he didn't have the ability to have a passing game really work for you. He completed 55% in that game, but still a touchdown and maybe the biggest number, no picks. And then against Tennessee, he completed 77%, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
And then against Indianapolis on the road, 74%, 5 touchdowns and 1 pick. He's got 8 touchdowns and 1 pick, and he's completing about 75% of his passes the last 2 weeks. If you just wanted to look at it over the course of the 5 games, he's got 13 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, 4 games with a completion percentage over 72%. The last 3 games combined, 9 touchdowns and 1 pick. Brock Purdy's playing well, really, yeah, really well. And then, you know, I don't want to be the hyper negative guy, but what the heck? Oh, there you go. I got to turn my camera back on.
There we go. Now we got the pretty guy back. Now we can. Now we're doing business.
Camera issues. When you see me, all of a sudden the camera goes off. It's not because I had to do something embarrassing and I didn't want anybody to watch me. It's because my camera's a little janky right now. I got my cord is a little. We're gonna have to do a little due diligence. Ah, see, there you go.
There it goes again.
And it doesn't happen all the time. It's weird. It happens from time to time. So it's like it happens like out of one stream. It'll be like, oh, here we go. And then all of a sudden it doesn't happen for a week. So I am not really sure what to do. But Kev is home. We'll investigate.
Shout out to Kev, the lifeblood of everything we do here.
Seriously. Though, Kev, I got to tell you a true story. Last night, I told Kev, if you ever need a ride, if you're ever too drunk somewhere, if you're ever break down, don't hesitate. Call me. Just call me. I don't care where you are. I will come pick you up. He goes to a movie last night with his buddy in Livermore, and his buddy loses his car key in the middle of the movie. Can't find it. And that's not me off camera. That's me screwed up. So there you go. So I had to drive to Livermore at like midnight to pick up Kev.
You stud dad, you, man. Way to go, man. Way to go.
Unbelievable. So anytime there's tech that I can't handle that only he can handle, and we're all like, Kev's this, Kev's that. Kev had to be picked up at midnight from a freaking movie in his 20s by his dad. All right. Anyway, just banging on Kev. We got this one. Up. Oh, look at that. Maybe he's pulling the. And now he hears me banging on him. He's screwing with me behind the scenes.
You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week 1 and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contests, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So, football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records in the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Well, Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. They also give you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep your login safe, and spam call protection to cut off scammers. That's my favorite thing. I used to get these calls all the time. It's been cut. It's done since I signed up with Aura. So if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That is enough time for Aura to start removing all your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today, aura.com/remove, and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Here's the question that immediately comes to mind, though, when you watch Brock Purdy kick ass and do well. Does Jed feel bad he didn't invest more? Did the Niners kind of blow it at the trade deadline by not adding more? It was almost like the Niners didn't believe that this was coming. You know, we can sit here and be like, yeah, man, I'm really surprised by what Purdy's done. But I think the Niners have to admit that on some level, they were surprised by what Purdy's done. Otherwise, the next question is, why the hell didn't you get some help for this team? You don't have a linebacker who can cover. Fred Warner's considering coming back for the playoffs. We'll get to that. But to me, that's my biggest concern, is the 49er linebackers in coverage look horrible, absolutely horrible. And that's my biggest concern in this game, the next game, the playoffs. It's not the O-line. It's not the pass rush, even though those aren't great units. It's the linebacker's ability to cover, and that's a very big concern to me. I think that's to me, if you said what's their issue, that's their issue.
Yeah, Tatum, I mean, you saw the Colts. Their number one game plan was go right at Tatum Bethune, and it worked repeatedly. Now, he stopped the run, and so, and I think that this kind of permeates over into the Bears game this week. Look, if Tatum Bethune can stop the run like he did against the Colts, I think the 49ers are saying, so what if we're a liability in coverage? If they're going to throw the ball 40 to 50 times to beat us, we're going to get a couple stops. We're going to get a couple interceptions. We're going to get a couple sacks. That's going to be enough, because the game plan is 49ers offense, special teams, defense, get 1 to 2 possessions a game. That's all we're asking you to do. That's it. And so, yeah, I constantly go back and do that, man. What if you did go get somebody? What if you did pay a premium to get somebody on the defensive side to help you out? I'm like cornerback. You're linebackers. I'm the corner opposite D'Amador Lenore. Renardo Green, he's got his neck issue. Darrell Luter Jr. made some plays, but like, I'm very concerned about that number two corner spot. I like the physicality of Luter in the run game. So again, another, it's a, you know, nuanced take, But, man, the coverage downfield is just rough. And so from the linebacker perspective, from a safety perspective, from a corner perspective, I have more confidence in Upton Stout than I do the safeties or the number two corner at this moment. Now, Upton Stout's not consistent for sure and gave up some major, major gains, but also made some positive plays. So the defense is just going to continue to be a, aw, shucks, like, yeah, you're going to be some horrible drives, and they're going to convert on 3rd and 16, and 3rd and 13, and 3rd and 12, and 3rd and 11, like we just saw, and give up a lot of scoring drives. But, man, if they can get those 1 to 2 possessions, is that enough? That seems to be what the 49ers coaching staff's banking on. Can that continue to happen 5 more games in a row? We're going to see, Larry.
You know, you're putting Robert Saleh, you know, in kind of a tough spot. It's like, hey, man, can you prove your worth here? You know, I mean, he's a great coach, but he's going to have to be a great coach because they don't have a lot. You know, Upton Stout's an interesting guy because on one hand, I hear what you're saying. He has given up some big plays. But then on the other hand, he's made a ton of big plays against the run, against the pass, and he's playing probably the most difficult position on defense that there is, that
in this scheme too. Like, it makes that nickel spot, because you have to play outside leverage on all those in breakers. That is, you're putting them at a disadvantage at the start, and he's at his best at that. Like, he covers those shallow crossers as well as anybody I've seen in this role.
I think he's very violent. He's very physical. I mean, he's out there to hit. I mean, he's really out there to throw his body around, and I love the way he plays. I mean, he really does. To me, he's really intriguing. Now, all right, let's talk a little bit more about this matchup, because I mentioned something to Shanahan yesterday, and he's like, I didn't realize that. And I was like, whoa.
Actually, you got him. You got him.
I said something to Shanahan that he didn't realize? I was like, it was like the highlight of my life. But listen to this. This is kind of interesting. This was in, I was digging up stats on this. The Bears have not allowed an opening drive score in 7 straight games. And they've gone and they've given up, I should say, an NFL best 10 points on opening drives this season. And I mentioned that to Shanahan. I said, they're the best in the NFL on opening drives. He's like, I didn't know that they were the best. And I go, but you guys are pretty good on opening drives. The Niners, offensively, with Purdy at quarterback this year, have 5 touchdowns and 1 field goal on 7 opening drives with Purdy at QB. So that's right. That, to me, that's kind of interesting. I mean, it's like right out of the chute, you know, how are the Bears doing this? Right. I mean, I think the first question is, how are the Bears doing this? That's one of the things that they're doing really, really well. Right. You're not scoring on the opening drive. So they're either getting ahead of teams, or they're not letting you jump ahead of them on the first drive. The other number that just is like, what? This is crazy. The Bears have won 6 games this year after trailing in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. They're the first team in NFL history to win 6 games after trailing in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. So, John, I mean, I think it's safe to say the Bears are on a magic carpet ride. They really are. And there's one more stat I want to throw out that I think is really interesting. The Bears have 21 interceptions. Okay, they lead the league in takeaways. They lead the league in turnover margin. They're plus 20. Up. Oh, damn it.
Lost the camera. We lost the golden goose right there. There he is.
A plus 21 turnover margin for the Bears. It's the second best turnover margin for any team in the NFL through 15 games in the past 13 seasons. Only the 2019 Patriots at plus 22 had a better turnover margin. So for every negative, there's a positive, right? Okay, obviously it's a huge negative that the Bears, you're playing this team that is awesome in turnover margin and has 21 interceptions. So the first thing is, don't turn it over, right? Like, we absolutely don't turn it over. But think about it this way. They're not that great of a football team. They've been aided by all these turnovers. And if they don't get the turnovers, I don't think they're nearly as good of a football team. And I just really kind of believe that if the 49ers can go, you know, deep into the game Sunday night, let's say late third quarter, and they haven't turned it over, I think a team like the Bears starts to feel the effects of that. Like, they're getting like, hey, this isn't normal. This doesn't feel like the way our games, we take the ball away. Our games, we intercept passes. Our games, we get extra possessions in the middle of the game based on turnovers. If they don't get those extra possessions and the way the Niners are moving the ball offensively, I don't think the Bears can score with the Niners. So even though it looks like major advantage Bears, and it is, right? 21 interceptions. Niners have six. Niners have six picks. Bears have 21. But if Brock Purdy, you know, one of the things that I think Mac Jones showed Brock Purdy is the impact of taking care of the football and not putting it in harm's way. Mac Jones did a great job of taking care of the ball. He won 5 of 8 games, 5-3 for Mac Jones. He took care of the ball. He didn't drive it down the field, but he took care of the ball for the most part. I think Brock Purdy has done a really good job taking care of the ball. And I think he understands the importance of it now. So, yes, he could have floated a pass to George. He did float a pass to George Kittle in the Colts game in the first quarter that easily could have been picked, and Kittle picked it out of the air, luckily, and saved his quarterback. But other than that, they didn't have a lot of turnover worthy plays in this game. And I think overall that it looks like a major advantage for the Bears, but I think the Niners can use that against the Bears. If they can somehow not turn it over, I think it will actually work in their favor.
Well, with Dennis Allen as their DC, who's, you know, one of the better DCs for the past 3 decades, head coach, not so much, but like, will they get frustrated? If they can go the first half without forcing a turnover, will they get over aggressive? And if you do that against this outside zone play action defense, Brock Purdy will pick you apart. If you start blitzing, Brock Purdy versus the blitz is a very, very good quarterback. And so if he knows it's coming and he can diagnose that, then the big plays will get bigger. That's just kind of, he'll take bigger chunks out of it. So that will have to continue. Now, you have these teams because Kyle Shanahan's at his best offensively, first and third quarter always. Those 20-play scripted drives out of the first quarter to start the game and then out of halftime, that's where they're at their best. You talked about the Bears and all the fourth quarter comebacks. They have 6 fourth quarter comebacks. That's how many Brock Purdy has in his entire career, regular season, playoffs combined. They've done that this year in the regular season. Now, they've done it against some really bad teams, but the 49ers, let's be very honest, they also are playing a fourth place schedule. Like these are two teams that are beneficiaries of playing those fourth place schedules, and you've got a lot of bad quarterback play that they're going against. That kind of translates those interceptions that much. Can the 49ers protect the ball? Can they run the ball late in the fourth quarter? If you tell me the answer to those two questions is yes, the 49ers continue their winning streak. Can the Bears win this game on the road? Yes, they can. Ben Johnson has had a lot of success against Robert Saleh and D'Amico Ryans and, you know, this entire scheme, Nick Sorensen, everybody's had success against, but that's kind of where it is. So this is a very interesting schematic standpoint of an unstoppable offense of what Ben Johnson has done with, you know, the Lions, obviously, and then this year, how well they're running the ball, no matter who is back there. Your boy Kyle Monongai, can Tatum Bethune and this 49ers defense, you held the Colts to under 3 yards per carry. Can you do that again? Give up the passing yards, but just make them a more one-dimensional team that can't rely on the run throughout the entirety of this game. Make them pass heavy. If the Niners can do that, which is funny because it seems antithetical because the 49ers can't stop the pass to save their lives. But if you get those 2 sacks from the rookies, if you get the interception, which turned out to be a pick 6 from D Winners, again, that's all the 49ers are asking this defense to do. Give us 2 to 3 drives where you get stops. That's it. We'll handle the rest. And if the Bears get pass heavy, again, Odunze is not playing this game. Yeah, they've got weapons, but man, if the 49ers can get 2 to 3 stops, I'm not so sure the Bears feel the same way about their defense.
I think the Bears, you got to make the Bears play from behind in this game. 49ers play better when they have a lead. I think the one thing that you mentioned there is that the mindset of the 49ers on defense has changed from we need to stop everybody to we need to turn it over. What was the biggest play in the first half of the game last week against the Colts? To me, it was Jair Brown coming in like this, going for the ball. He wasn't going in like, I'm going to tackle Jonathan Taylor. I'm going to combo tackle Jonathan Taylor. He's like, you hold him up, and I'm going to punch it out. And this mindset shows the mindset is possession of the ball. The Niners are thinking possess the ball. All right. So punch it out. Punch it out. And if they get turnovers, their defense is just fine. Their defense is just fine. And to me, the greatest defensive player for the 49ers, Brock Purdy. He's got a 130 quarterback rating on third downs.
Gosh. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah. He's kicking ass on third downs. They're staying on the field. They're winning time of possession. They're keeping their thin defense on the sideline. The Niners defensively are 18th overall, eighth against the run, 23rd against the pass, 11th in points per game allowed. So they've been better in the red zone than they have been overall. But yeah, that's my big question for the Niners is can their linebackers cover? And that, to me, is a major question. I mean, it absolutely is a major question. The interesting – and the other one is if the Bears get a lead, can the Bears run it down their throat with Menangi and Swift? Now, here's something that's kind of interesting. The Bears have rushed for at least 138 yards in 7 of 8 games. They got the number 2 rushing attack in pro football. They rumble for about 150 a game. But the Niners' run defense, which has been absolutely raked over the coals, and justifiably so, right? They've struggled. But it's third best in the NFL since week 11, allowing 87.4 yards per game in that window. And they just held Jonathan Taylor to 46 yards rushing. So I guess I'll throw it to you, John, on this front. Is the Niner run defense as bad as we think, or does it have the ability to elevate, or was the elevation simply about the return to the lineup for Tatum Bethune and that if you take him off, the next guy up isn't very good, and thus the Niners are not very good against the run?
Yeah, Tatum's a big deal. He changed, like, Tatum Bethune always had, and you can go back to his draft tape at Florida State and just kind of what he did, even in training camp the past two, you know, seasons, he's an elite run defender. That's what he always brought to the table. The issue was always pass coverage, and you saw him get abused, and that Jonathan Taylor took him to the woodshed repeatedly in pass coverage. But, man, if I could just do this, if I can make them stop the run, and you're getting elevated play from your rookie defensive tackles who are showing up. Alfred Collins has been showing up for a while. CJ West, I would argue, had his best game against the run and pass rush this past week. Second highest rated player from PFF defensively. So, like, you're starting to get more consistent play from the young bucks up front. You got Jordan Elliott back, which, you know, he's hot or cold. Khalil Davis is back. So they're finally starting to hit full stride at the defensive tackle room. You pair that with Tatum Bethune, those are the good things. And plus, look, Jair Brown, he's been one of the worst run defenders in the NFL all season. He is starting to contribute in a somewhat positive way on some plays where he's over-aggressive and fills that B-gap. So you're starting to get elevated play from a few different players defensively, and that is all contributing together. But Tatum Bethune is numero uno whenever it comes to stopping the run. And you're going to have to do that again this week because you look at Kyle Menanga, who's your guy, Larry. Oh, we lost your camera again. Like, him and Tatum Bethune look identical. They are built. It's Oklahoma drill 101. Unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Like, you're going to hear some pads thumping, man, on those interior gaps because that's just too stout, low center of gravity, thickly built linebacker and running back going head to head. It's going to be fun.
The Bears defense, this is an interesting little nugget. I saw this on ESPN.com. Bears defense just held the Packers offense scoreless on 10 plays inside the 10. So that should be interesting because here come the Niners, right? And you got CMC and Jennings and
not
Kittle.
Doing that to the Niners.
And DeMarcus Robinson, who's really good in the red zone, and Purdy, who's really good in the red zone. And we'll see. I mean, who's going to win this game? It could come down to that right there. just who's better in the red zone. All right, let's do a couple things. First of all, Niners Nation has an interesting article out. And they're basically
Niners Nation. Shout out Kyle Posey.
And this is Rohan, our friend Rohan.
Oh, heck
yeah. Who says the Niners will need a player to step up in the secondary. And basically, Renardo Green's got an injury with the neck, and Darrell Luter made his second start of the year. He played 100% of the defensive snaps at outside corner. He finished with six tackles. He had a PBU. He did have a couple PI calls. Shanahan said, I thought he had done a really good job. I thought he played really well. You know, I know they got him on those PI calls. I probably disagreed with one of them. I did as well. I thought it was pretty good coverage, and I thought he did really well in the run game. He has two big runs that got to the corner that if he don't make that tackle, we had a really good run night. But just two runs get past him, probably have two more carries for about 55 yards, and that changes the whole game. So I thought he was a stud and very similar to how he's played versus Jacksonville when he came in. So no Roma Dunze. Luther Burden is on the injury report, but he's going to play. So is DJ Moore, who had 97 yards last week. What do you think? Is how much confidence do you have in Luter? How much concern do you have for Luter?
Concern's high, especially whenever they do that kind of, you know, man cover one, whenever he doesn't have safety help. His length and physicality are great, way better than Renardo Green. So like he's going to help against the run game much more so. I do think that it's beneficial that Roma Dunze is not playing. That's the type of wide receiver he has struggled with. So you're playing against DJ Moore. That's a little bit more of a Debo type. And the fact that he's not your like pure authentic route runner, Luther Burden, same considerable thing. So the matchup this week for the Bears kind of favors Darrell Luter Jr. a little bit more. Like you're not playing against one of those elite route runners that just gets elite separation all over. You don't have that this week. So I like Luter and the physical. He fits this defense to a T. I do not like him against post routes. I do not like him against deep routes. I do not like those. That's where I'm concerned. The good news is Caleb Williams likes to roll out to his right and not his left. He can roll out to his left to make some of those circus throws, but I like that a little bit more because if you were playing a lefty that rolled out to his left, I would be very, very worried. But again, what's the defensive philosophy of this game? I mean, Darrell Luter, you can give up a touchdown like you did last week. You can give up two PI calls like you did last week. That's okay. As long as you help stop the run and you get us off the field once or twice, that pass breakup that he had, that's a win. So is he a weak point of the secondary? Yes. But is that kind of accounted for with the game plan and what they're trying to accomplish? Also, yes. So the physicality in the run game, and every time you see number 28, Darrell Luter Jr. out there making a play in the run game, just know it's worth it, and he's doing his damn job.
I have belief in him. He hasn't played a lot. He's got a lot of coverage experience in man coverage in college at South Alabama. He's a little lost on those crossers. I feel like on the crosser, he's kind of chasing it from behind. But, you know, he is stronger against the run. He gives you a much better run presence than Greenwood. I think he's going to get better. I think he's a talented guy. I think there's a reason they kept him this summer.
You were big on him in training camp. I was not.
I'm a big fan of his. And, you know, it's funny. I went up to Gus Bradley, who had Brandon Browner and Richard Sherman, who were both 6'3", 6'4", corners. And I said, hey, what do you think of Darrell Luter? And as soon as I said it, man, his big smile, eyes lit up. He's like, oh, yeah. I love him. He's exactly what we're looking for, the prototype. And this was early in training camp. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, this guy's making the team, man. The way that Gus Bradley talked about this guy, it was like, oh. So obviously Bradley, who knows something or two about corner play and big corners, felt like he could be coached up, and they like him. And we'll see if, you know, but he's on the spot. It's absolutely, you know, in a lot of ways, both these teams have big corners that could be huge in this game. The Niners have Darrell Luter. The Bears have Nashawn Wright. Nashawn Wright's got five interceptions this year. He's got three forced fumbles. Two forced fumbles, three fumble recoveries. He's having a really, really good year, but he's dinged up. He's on the injured list and was limited at practice this week. But how well these teams' big corners play Sunday night could be the difference in who wins and who loses. Couple other things I want to get your thoughts on. We're it's Bears week, but one thing, the Niners have to be focused entirely on the Bears, but John and I can focus on whatever we want. And that's the beauty of it. And this was put out today. And this is Neil Driscoll put out his 2026 NFL free agent rankings as of yesterday. And he's got the top 50 free agents there. And I'm just kind of wondering if you're looking at this list, and I could read the list, but basically it's an assortment of the top 10 is Tyler Linderbaum, George Pickens, Trey Hendrickson, Devin Lloyd, Braden Smith, Mike Evans, Jalen Phillips, Daniel Jones, Alec Pierce, Isaiah Likely. As far as 49ers on the list, there are no 49ers in the top 50 free agency wise.
It's a little different than most. Like that compensation pick, it's going to be a little different come 2027.
Is there anybody on this list? I don't know if you can see the list. Can you see it or do I have to?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're good.
Is there anybody on this list? Kevin Byard, by the way, of the Bears, also has 5 interceptions. He's been really good at safety. He also is a little dinged up. He's on this list at 48. There are some Bears on this list. Is there somebody that you're looking at on this list that you would say, you know what, if I could target one free agent, I would go after that guy?
It'd probably be the number one on the list, which I don't even think he'll have a chance to hit free agency. But if you can give me Tyler Linderbaum in this Kyle Shanahan offense, I don't give a damn what you got to pay. He is the, you talked prototype earlier. He is the prototype. He is the Alex Mack of Alex Mack centers that would just be unbelievable in the 49ers offense. Centers don't usually hit the market. But man, I am a huge Tyler Linderbaum guy. I would pay out the wazoo to get that guy in this offense.
I like that one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I like Jalen Watson too, the corner for the Chiefs. I think that, you know, he's number 14 on this list. That is another guy that I think could play outside corner and play it very, very well. I doubt the Niners are going to spend big on corner. They never really do. They've got Demo. They've got a couple young guys that they like, but yeah, Jalen Watson, that would be huge.
Okay. So I'm looking at this list. The two names that are intriguing to me, one is number 25 on the list, Kyle Pitts. I just think that if you put Kyle Pitts next to George Kittle, let's steal a little bit from what the Rams are doing. The Rams are going with multiple tight ends. Why is it so hard to defend? Because they're good enough they're big enough bodies to block, but they're also, all three of them are good enough receivers to catch. So when you've got guys who can block and catch, now you've got mismatches, and it seems like it also helps you in the run game. I just think Pitts, for whatever reason, struggled coming out of Florida, took him a while. This year, he started to kind of, you know, show the big-time talent. And this guy was a top-10 pick, I believe, once upon a time. He was super blue-chip. He's now hitting free agency. If I were the Niners, nothing against Tonjes, nothing against Farrell, but I'd probably look for a guy like Kyle Pitts. If I could get Kyle Pitts, I mean, could you imagine how good the Niners would be weaponry-wise if they added a Kyle Pitts-type tight end to what they have with Kittle, CMC, JJ? You know, I mean, it would be nice. Now, JJ's a free agent, so he might be leaving.
And if he does, there's one name. I hope you don't mind if I interject real quick.
Please do.
Alec Pierce, we just played him. Wide receiver for the Colts, 6'3", runs a 4.4, leads the NFL in yards per reception. The truest X. If Juwan Jennings leaves, you can get Alec Pierce on the cheap. He's still going to be about $10, $12 million. But, like, I want a true X that's not a rookie wide receiver. And if you don't keep Juwan Jennings, Alec Pierce makes a lot of sense. I think he's number I saw him on the list. I think he's, like, number 11 or something on this list.
He's eight. Yeah. You're right. Nine.
There it is. Alec Pierce would be one that I think would be, again, just a perfect X wide receiver that could stretch the field vertically in this offense. He likes to block. He's physical, not a complete wide receiver. So you don't have to pay him elite wide receiver money. But if Juwan does walk, that would be a really good vet plug-in.
It's a good name. It's a good name. I'll throw one more name on here. I like Boye Mafe off the edge. You know, take him away from Seattle. He hasn't necessarily fulfilled his potential at Seattle, but he's definitely dangerous off the edge. and can fly around the corner.
That so Bryce Huff mold, man. Like he's got it in spades. His college tape was fun.
Yeah. So I just wanted to take a peek at that because I'm always kind of looking ahead. All right, let's hit some supers because it is 9:45 and I'm 15 minutes away from radio time and we have 12 supers. So let's hit them right here. Tommy Huxley says, keep my dad in your prayers. He's in the hospital. Oh, Tommy, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Love you, Tommy. You're a good man, dude. Best luck to you. We'll be thinking about you and your family, brother.
Yeah, seriously. And happy holidays. But Mike here shows that the chat supporting other guys in the chat said prayers for Tommy. Absolutely. Prayers for you, Tommy. Hope everything works out. Please keep us in the loop on that. Lyle Bolyard says, what is the one biggest thing in this game that has to happen for the 49ers to win the game? Well, Kittle's a game time decision. You could argue that Kittle has to play. Go ahead, John. Is there one thing that you look at in this game? I'll let you go first and then I'll jump in.
You touched on it and I saw this super earlier and I had this in my notes. You got to win in the red zone. 49ers, one of the best teams in the NFL. Bears are top 10. Whoever dominates the red zone and gets touchdowns instead of field goals, they're going to win this game. So you got to cash it in when it's money time.
Yeah, I would say the big key in this game is find Juwan Jennings. I mean, Jennings is such your money receiver. not that, you know, you don't want to go to Ricky Pearsall, but don't turn the ball over. And, you know, I'm a little nervous about Pearsall in the middle of the field. And I'd rather throw to Jennings in those big situations. He's just such your money guy. So that would be my thing. Throw it to Jennings. And then, you know, I think play with the lead. Play with the lead because the Bears rolling downhill with that run game is going to be way more difficult to stop if they've got a lead. Lyle says, in your opinion, which team is the tougher matchup for the Niners, the Bears or the Seahawks?
Seahawks.
I don't think the Niners can match up with JSN. You know, I really don't. I think that, you know, but I... You know, the wild card to me is Caleb Williams because Caleb Williams completes 50 some odd percent of his passes, but he doesn't turn it over, you know, and he does extend plays. And so
that Seahawks defense is good, man.
Yeah, Seahawks defense is good. The Niners, I think, may have a little mental edge on Seattle.
Yeah, Purdy owns them.
Yeah, Purdy's never lost to Seattle. Bill Kennedy says, grade the season if the Niners lose out. Please keep Mac. I would give the Niners a C if they lose out. Because if they lose out, that means they're one and done in the playoffs. One and done in the playoffs with this much talent is not, I think you got to win a playoff game. I'm not going to adjust my expectations just to make it more friendly. my expectations are that they go to the playoffs and win a playoff game and preferably two. I think if they get to the NFC Championship game, I think it's been a successful year, period.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I would say B minus is what I was thinking if they lose out. I mean, this damn good year and you know, with the injuries and overcoming all that stuff. But, yeah, you made the playoffs. That's huge. That's the number one thing that every team tries to do when the season starts. So that's a success. But, yeah, you got to win some playoff games, and Kyle's as good as any. So it would be a disappointing time. And the first time in, I think, 24 years that the Niners made the playoffs and didn't make it to the NFC Championship at least. So I want to keep that thing going.
I'm not trading Mac Jones unless I get a second round pick and a good player. If I
top
get a
50.
Second round pick, yeah, it's got to be a high second round pick and a good player. Why? Because if you kept him, you get a third round pick the following year. So you can't, you know, what do you want? You want to have Mac Jones and a third round pick in 27, or do you want to trade Mac Jones and get, you know, a third round pick in 26? I mean, the people saying, oh, third or fourth round pick, they haven't even thought it through. You have to think it through. Before you look at the fair compensation. I think the NFL teams are looking at the draft class and going, the free agent class and going, Mac Jones might be better than these guys. Stefan says, can't be losing to painted nails quarterbacks.
I love how much that upsets people. That he paints his nails, it makes people mad. In my fantasy football chat, they lose their mind. I got some old hats in there, and they just can't handle it. But I like Caleb Williams. I think he's a baller. I love watching him play.
I'm not for the painted nails. I mean, if you're Buster Posey, if you're a catcher, okay. If you're not a catcher, no. Not so much. Dale says safeties in coverage are easily sucked up and screw up. Linebackers are average. I think the bigger problem is safety and nickel. There's a lot of youth back there for sure. What the Niners really could use is some rush up front. Jacob Andrews says, F you, Larry. YouTube says I'm a top 0.7% of the listeners to the Krug Show. Love your work. Keep grinding. Looking forward to five more wins at home. Go Niners.
Love it. Jacob, you're the man.
Yeah, the F you, Larry, is a term of endearment if you're new to the show. Lyle Bolyard, if the 49ers lose this game, would you rest your starters against Seattle and get ready for the playoffs?
No.
No.
Nope. No. Nope. 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 You are churning at such a high rate. The 49ers, we've seen this even whenever they're eliminated from the playoffs. You don't rest. You got to prepare to win. The best way to get better at football is to play football and to play at a high level, not to hold back. If you're tentative, bad things happen. Don't rest your starters. You go and you just keep churning away. From a coaching standpoint, I've been in that position. You pull back the reins, it's hard to turn them loose again.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're cooking. You got your foot on the gas pedal, and it's late December. You're going to take your foot off the gas pedal and try to hope to, you know, get it going. I agree with John. This is a game of momentum. You keep it rolling. Dale says Caleb in the pocket.
Not
Caleb
the same.
On the rollout.
Yeah, not the same. When Caleb's moving, especially to his right, he's dangerous. There is no doubt about that. Now, The good news is the 49ers have played quarterbacks that do that all the time. You look at Cam. You played Cam Ward. You played Shedeur Sanders. You played Bryce Young. Like, all those quarterbacks were the exact same. Even Jacoby Brissett. So you played four out of the last five quarterbacks that prefer to roll out to their right. Now, Caleb's definitely different than all of those. But this is not a new idea. You tell your ends, keep your outside contained, gap integrity when you're rushing. Bryce Huff missed it a couple times, but we're going to make him beat us from within the pocket. This is not a new defensive game plan for Robert Saleh. It's about 2 months straight that this has been the game plan. We're going to make him beat us from inside the pocket with his arm. Can they do it? That is the question. They've been successful, and they've been practicing this for 2 months straight. So I do like that from the Niners' stance.
Wait a second. Hold on. We'll move that off for just a second. Let me tell you about Sleeper. 49er football season is presented by Sleeper, the fastest growing fantasy platform in the world. It's a one-stop shop. You get blazing fast news, real-time stats, group chat, season-long leagues, and, of course, Sleeper picks for daily fantasy. Use promo code Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, easy to remember. Sleeper will match your first deposit up to $100. Links in the description. Terms and conditions do apply, and thanks to Sleeper for being a proud sponsor of the Krug Show. And also thanks to Habas Law. Visit HabasLaw.com on the web. They will fight to make it right. 1-800-INJURED. Man, if you've been injured and you want to win, there's only one call to make. Habas Law, 1-800-INJURED. Visit HabasLaw.com on the web. HABBAS Law.com. Thanks to Habas Law for being a proud sponsor of the Krug Show. All right. We got this one from Stefan. Got 17-1 for the Niners to win out 17 times for a guarantee. Ooh, that's awesome, man. 17-1 ticket on the Niners to win out. Yeah. I like that. Jacob Anthony says, Mac for a third round pick and Buckner. Do you do it?
You don't know what Buckner. He just got put on IR with a neck issue. Came back one game. I love Buckner. Everybody loves Buckner. That's a little bit like whenever I saw the injury, the first thing I thought is, man, is he done? Like, and so I don't know. You got to wait for him to clear out. It's hard to trade injured players.
Yeah. I know injured, you know, older players have reputations, but they're older players. Find the next
Buckner. Okay.
Find the next Buckner would be my idea. Oscar says, among all eight NFC playoff contending teams, Niners are the worst at average draft position for top 22 starters with most snaps in 2025.
I believe that. Yeah. Especially whenever you look at the injuries to Mikael Williams, Nick Martin not playing, you know, just this rookie class alone, it shows that when your big hits are in the fourth or fifth round, that's going to be the way it goes.
No question. The Black Hercules says, fellas, I need your help. Headed to Levi's tomorrow with a buddy for the epic matchup. What should we do before kickoff? Bang, bang.
Oh, here, what I would do is I would go on Facebook and look up the Niner Empire. They hold one of the best tailgates out there in Blue Lot 1. Message them on Facebook. They'll take care of you. Joe Lenoir is a freaking legend, and you're going to meet some great people. You're going to have a good time. So that would be my recommendation if you're a tailgater.
Yeah, And Johnny knows that that's his area for sure. He knows that well. And if you don't go there, you know, you can always wander through the parking lot. You know, there's a lot of great Niner fans partying and just kind of take it in kind of collectively. And there's a lot of great, you know, a lot of great relationships formed in that parking lot for sure. Cam's dad says, watch Caleb lose his temper tomorrow. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Same.
Dale says, Larry, do you still believe in Pearsall? I do believe in Pearsall, but my concerns on draft night are still my concerns today, which is everybody told me that this guy's Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman's like the toughest receiver in the history of the world. So something would tell me that he's probably not Julian Edelman. Now, I like Ricky. There's things I love about Ricky. Ricky really wants to be good. He holds himself to high standards. He works really hard. He's a great kid, but he's got to stay healthy. The biggest ability is availability. And this was my question. Can he stay healthy? And to this point, it's been kind of a challenge. All right.
51 straight games played in college. And then now it's just nothing but injury since he's been with the Niners. It's weird.
It might be unlucky. It might just be unlucky. You know, weird. Here's the thing. Jesse Sapolu had a great career with the Niners, but his first 2 years were washed away with injuries. Sometimes stuff like that happens. So anyway, that's going to do it. If you want more Niner conversation on my end, I'm going to be over on KMBR talking Niners between 10 and 11 for 49er forecast, which is next. John, have a great Saturday. Do you have a college game you're watching for today?
Oh, man. Pop-Tarts Bowl? Are you kidding me? It's going to be mayhem. Let's go. I mean, they're crazy. So let's get crazy. Let's get weird. Why not? It's college football season, baby.
I like BYU and I like Missouri. Those are my picks for today. So I'm not sure if I'm going to parlay them. I might bet them both straight, but there you go. For John, I'm Larry. Have a great rest of your day. If you want more Niner coverage, join me on the radio 3 minutes from now. Until then, peace. John, good to see you, man. Wait. Hold on. We can't get out of here. Not yet. Got to hit not yet.
We're not leaving.
We're not leaving until we can find the button that allows us to leave. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah, never met a
man I've been scared of. Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.